This is Vatican News. Pope Francis today invited conventual Franciscans to live in a spirit of fraternity, littleness, and peace in the footsteps of St. Francis of Assisi. The Pope met with the Order of Friars Minor Conventual at the conclusion of their month-long general chapter, which saw delegates adopt new rules to govern community life. Devon Watkins reports.
Pope Francis complimented the conventual Franciscans for approving their new general statutes, which include changes regarding interculturalism and financial transparency in community life.
Questo lavoro è faticoso, ma è fatica ben spesa.
These changes are difficult, but it is effort well spent, the Pope told the group. Pope Francis noted that the gospel is the Franciscans' basic rule of life. The Pope then explored three ways conventual Franciscans can be a living gospel.
Si caratterizza innanzitutto per la fraternità.
Fraternity, he said, is a central aspect of life for those who follow in the footsteps of St. Francis. The Holy Father said fraternity requires everyone to love and nourish his brother so that community life becomes a type of prophecy for the church and the world.
E la minorità.
Pope Francis said littleness is another important characteristic of conventual Franciscan life.
Questa è una scelta difficile.
This is a difficult path, he said, because it is opposed to worldly logic, which seeks success at any cost and desires to occupy the first place. St. Francis said the Pope told Franciscans to be humble and to spend their lives in the service of others.
Predicate la pace.
Conventual Franciscans are called to preach peace, said Pope Francis. He said peace can be understood as reconciliation with ourselves, with God, with others, and with creation.
È una riconciliazione a cerchi concentrici.
Reconciliation consists in concentric circles which begin in the heart of Christ within us and extend out to embrace the whole universe, he said. Living these three aspects of Franciscan life, which are fraternity, littleness, and peace, said Pope Francis, requires continuous formation that promotes confirmation to Christ in every sphere of life.
Solo così potremo contenere almeno in parte l'emorragia degli abbandoni.
In conclusion, Pope Francis said, only good religious formation can help stem the hemorrhaging of priests and religious who are abandoning their calling. I'm Devon Watkins.